This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with the active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying the foundation stone of the third phase of the Nama Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
Desh aaj jis gati se vikas kar raha hai, iske piche hamari economic growth ek bada factor hai. Aap dekhiye, 2014 se pehle Bharat ka total export $468 billion tak pahuncha tha. Aaj ye $824 billion ho gaya. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे भाई अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्यूरेट 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for members of parliament, MPs at Baba Karak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. Our correspondent reports that the residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, in a statement yesterday, said the claims payment will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through direct benefit transfer. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between security forces and Pakistani terrorists broke out in the Quardul area of Kishtwar district yesterday. As per reports, around 2 Pakistani terrorists are trapped in the area. Our correspondent reports that the encounter began after security forces received specific intelligence about the presence of terrorists hiding in the Quardul area of Nagensa in Kishtwar district. Troops of the 17th Rashtra Rifles and Special Operation Group, SOG, of the J&K Police, along with paramilitary forces, launched a search operation in the area. Further details are awaited. In Bihar, the Election Commission of India has issued a notice to senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha for holding 2 epic electors' photo identity cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Bankipur Assembly Constituency has directed Mr. Sinha to furnish details by 5 p.m. on the 14th of this month after his name was found in the electoral rolls of both the Bankipur and Lakhisarai Assembly Constituency in Bihar. This is the second high-profile case of dual epic cards following a similar controversy involving a former Deputy Chief Minister and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat said health and education, once held as a noble pursuit of public service, have become increasingly distant from the lives of ordinary Indians. Speaking at the inauguration of the Guruji Seva Nyas Cancer Care Center in Indore yesterday, Bhagwat voiced concern over their growing inaccessibility and commercial drift. He lamented that the institutions once guided by compassion and duty now operate under the weight of profit, leaving the common man excluded from basic entitlements. And that's the end of this news bulletin.